rest of the story. It was a sweltering August day. The word was traveling like a brush fire through the countryside. The British are coming. The British are coming. And it was no false alarm. The British Army was closing in fast, looking for one man, a prominent patriot with a price on his head. In the mounting rebellion against the British, of the small but courageous forces opposing the crown, he was commander-in-chief, and he was hiding in a coffin-like compartment in the ceiling of his own home. And this is the rest of the story. Of all of the rebels fighting for the new nation, of all of the patriots opposed to British rule, the army of King George was hunting one in particular, for he was the leader of the freedom forces. And he was hiding, as I say, in the ceiling of his own home. This secret compartment had been prepared for the purpose. But August had made it an oven. So with barely enough room to lie flat in the sweltering, suffocating, starving, thirst-searing delirium of that quiet darkness, the fugitive patriot would try to fight off madness by remembering. His men had tried to warn him that the British were coming. He had not taken the warning seriously. In minutes, the town would be isolated, and a house-by-house search would begin. Fortunately, his home appeared on the official register of the crown under a name that was not his own. And yet, even as he took comfort in that thought, there came a knock at the door. The army of King George. He had ascended to his secret hiding place in the ceiling only moments before. The patriot's wife let the soldiers in, answered to the alias by which she was addressed. Her husband was visiting in another town, she said. And after searching the house, the soldiers ordered her and her two small children to come with them. Temporary headquarters had been set up nearby. They would be held for questioning. So now the patriot was all alone in that torrid tomb sealed in the ceiling of his own home, to be left there to die in an unmarked crypt. And his forces, leaderless, would surely be crushed by the troops of King George. Days passed, no food, no water, the only sounds the occasional voices of British soldiers taking refuge from the August sun and the miraculously incessant pounding of his own heart. On the evening of the third day, when he would almost have welcomed capture by the British, a tapping at the boards on which he lay and his wife's voice, it was over. The British troops had given up the search and had gone. The dream for a new nation conceived in liberty lived. The fugitive patriot with a price on his head. This hunted commander of the freedom forces had survived a premature tomb to lead his men to victory and eventually to lead his country. The nearness of his capture during those 3 days in hell is measured in a coincidence. For you see, the British soldiers, choosing a site at random, had unknowingly arranged their temporary search headquarters in the courtyard of the home of the man they sought. And that man, who might have suffocated in the ceiling of his own house, this dissident leader with a price on his head, hiding from the troops of King George VI in Tel Aviv in August of 1946, was Menachem Begin. You knew that he died today. I thought you should know the rest of the story.